Hello and welcome to the Girlpreneur Show. My name is Kiva and I am your host. Join me as I share some of the lessons I've learned on my journey building a multi-million naira business and things you need to know building a thriving business of your own. If you implement at least 50% of the things you learn from this show, I guarantee you, you'll be smashing your revenue and profit goals in no time. Hey there! On today's episode, we're going to be talking about three things you must know to grow your business on Instagram. So why are we talking about Instagram today? First of all, Instagram is here to stay. And I am witness to the fact that Instagram is like an easy way to grow these days. I mean, back in the day, you had to grow your business brick and mortar style, going door to door, cold calling people, you know, to find out about your business and even to market, to get the word out about what you do. It was much more expensive. Imagine having to pay for radio jingles. I mean, even till today, those things cost quite an amount. TV ads, billboards and stuff like that. So with the advent of social media, it's like everyone is jumping on the wagon because it's an easier way, I tell you. Even though there is like this space that everybody is fighting for, there's like still so much room to thrive using social media, and Instagram is one I can totally relate with because I grew my business in the very early phases with just Instagram, right? So Instagram is here to stay, and a lot of people that listen to the Girlpreneur Show are Instagrammers, are people that grow their businesses or are trying to grow using Instagram. So yeah, popular demand, we have to talk about this today. So are we discussing this because I'm an Instagram guru? No. In fact, while I was preparing for this episode, I got this brilliant idea to have guests feature on the show like once every month. So that's like once in every four episodes would have a specialist, someone who is seasoned on a particular topic, come and talk about stuff like this. So stay tuned, because maybe sometime soon there'll be like an Instagram guru, an actual Instagram guru, come share their expertise and all of that. Indeed, I am a digital marketer and I'm well versed in social media marketing and all that, but today what I'm going to be sharing is more of a holistic perspective to this, the perspective of a business owner, because in the early phases of my business I grew using Instagram, and what I have I can give, right? Okay, so let's get into it. Three things you must know to grow your business on Instagram. The first thing is understanding the two dimensions to Instagram growth, which I will talk about. I want to give my outline. It's one of the feedback I got from you guys. So the first thing would be, you need to understand the two dimensions there are to growing on Instagram. The second thing is knowing how to grow each of those two dimensions, and the third thing would be balancing them out. So what are the two dimensions? I'm going to move fast today because I want to keep within to the time frame of less than 30 minutes as much as possible. So I'm aiming for 25. The two dimensions are, one, popularity, and two, sales. So popularity would be how many followers you get. It would also, you know, reflect in your engagement. So how many likes you get on your posts and stuff like that. Now, popularity and sales. Of course, it's not news. You could have 50,000 followers or even 1 million followers and you put out a product and nobody's buying it. So popularity on Instagram is not the same thing as sales. Now, which one is importanter? Like my fellow Nigerians would say, both are important, right? However, you need to be able to balance popularity with sales to get the juice out of Instagram. Now, the thing about popularity is so good. Some of the benefits of popularity is there's this perceived importance that people translate. I think in marketing it's called halo effect, where because something is good, people now start, they translate that feeling that good feeling to every other thing that you do. So someone could see, oh, you have 10,000 followers, it must mean that you're like doing really well, or it must mean that your products are good. So that's one good thing about popularity. The second thing about popularity is that there are some features that become activated on your account when you have a particular follower count. So for example, I am well aware of on Instagram story, when you put up stuff on your story, you can only do swipe up to view, like attach a link. Here's what I mean. If you put up stuff on your story, for example, and you want people to see more about it on your website, you can include a link on that Instagram story and ask people to swipe up to maybe see the price or read about the features and stuff like that. You only get that feature if you have 10,000 followers or more. I don't know if that has changed, but last I checked. Right, so there are some benefits to popularity. But the thing about popularity is that it can waste your time if the traffic you have is the wrong kind. Right, so let's say, for example, I know that people sell accounts on Instagram. So, for example, you buy an account that has 10,000 followers, and the person that was running this account was maybe a teenage celebrity of some sort. Here's just an example, not real life. And the followers on that account are like really young people that listen to maybe the kind of music that person had. And you are buying this account, what are you selling? You're selling, let me take this example, wedding rings, right? Now, the people following, you know, the accounts that you bought, the followers are in a particular age range. And there's a particular kind of content they are looking out for. But here you are, you're trying to sell wedding rings to people that are maybe 25 and above, right? How is that going to work out? These people do not need what you're selling. So the thing about popularity is, if you have a large number of followers but you got that traffic the wrong way, it's just going to waste your time. You have people saying ooh and ah when you put up stuff, or even asking you how much and stuff like that, but they're just wasting your time because it's not going to translate into sales. But I mean, do you know how sweet it is if you have 10,000 followers or 100,000 followers, for example, and even 10%, like just 10% of those people are very, very interested in what you have. I mean, 10% of 100,000 is math. That's 10,000 people. Wow. So, I mean, that's 10,000 sales for you. That's a big, big, big deal. So, popularity and sales. The sweet spot is when it's balanced, right? So the thing about sales is, no matter how well you're doing, so I know some people say, oh, I'm not about the popularity, I just want to sell. And then you have just 1,000 followers on Instagram. No matter how well you think you're doing right now with your 1,000 followers, if you can grow to have more followers, 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, you would definitely sell more. So it's not enough to say, oh, I'm all about the sales, I don't want popularity, or oh, I'm all about popularity, who cares about sales? You need to be able to balance both. So don't attack people that go for popularity because you don't have it, and don't attack people that, I mean, just don't attack each other. Let's not attack each other. We just want to have a healthy balance to both. So that's the first thing, understanding the two dimensions, and I think I've nailed that pretty well. Now the next thing is, how do you thrive in each of these dimensions? How can I increase my popularity? And how can I increase my sales? So let's talk about popularity first. We've said, what's popularity? Having a huge number of followers. Guys, I'm not going to dwell on this for so long because I spoke about it extensively on episode 2 of The Girlpreneur Show. So if you're listening to this and you are really, really interested in how to increase your popularity on Instagram, go find episode 2 where I talked about this. I spoke about shout outs. I spoke about collaborations with other brands and with influencers. I spoke about running ads. And then I also dwelt on guerrilla marketing. Guerrilla marketing being knowing how to engage with other people, you know, just to get their traffic on your page. I'm not going to dwell on that, guys. So go find episode 2 of The Girlpreneur Show and you'll be glad you did. However, I'm going to say that there are some important things you need to note about popularity. Number one, whatever it is you're doing, you know, when you go back to episode 2 and you either decide, okay, I want to do ads or I want to partner with this brand to give me shout outs, I'm going to pay a particular amount, or I want to collaborate, I want to have brand ambassadors, or I want to do guerrilla marketing, even though I don't recommend that you bootstrap forever, the first thing you need to remember is that you have to be consistent. Guys, consistency is key. Do not compare yourself to... So, for example, we're going to use the shoe business again today. You're starting the shoe business and then there's someone in your space that has really taken over the space. She's doing well or he's doing well. He has like maybe 150,000 followers. Every time you post stuff, it's always like sold out, sold out, sold out. And you start to get intimidated. Remember this. That person got there by being consistent. They got there by growing step by step, day by day, and month after month, they got to where they are. So here's what I'm going to say. One thing that will help you gain power and consistency is knowing people's backstory. I'm dwelling on consistency for a bit because it's important. Like, we all struggle with consistency. Even I do too. And one thing that can, you know, trample on your consistency game is when you see other people around you doing so well and you now start to feel like, oh my gosh, when am I going to get here? So one thing I do to help me is I'm always interested in backstory. Anytime I see someone that is successful and doing well at stuff, I admire it, and then I don't let it get to the point of envy or get to the point where my ginger starts to get deflated. What do I do? I'm like, okay, how does this person get here? I go on Google, I'm reading their story. So I love people that actually share their story, share about how they started, how the struggles they had. I'm like, oh wow, so this person had these struggles. I can relate, so I'm not alone. You know, if I'm not finding anything about their stories, even as simple as scrolling to their very first post. You know, so this person has maybe been on Instagram for the past 5 years. I will scroll to the first, but I'm like, how did this person start? And I'll see, oh, when this person started today, they didn't have really cool pictures. Oh, when this person started today, their brand wasn't all that put together and all of that. I'm like, oh, wow, so I'm not doing badly. It means like I'm in good company. If I keep at it too, I can grow and have what this person has. So consistency. Do not look at what other people are doing and you now get discouraged or put undue pressure on yourself. Be consistent. And you can up your consistency by learning rather than envying or putting undue pressure on yourself. The second thing is you need to be able to measure your growth. Set goals so that you can measure. How do I mean? So for example, you can say, right now I'm going at the pace of, and if you're a new business you relate, I'm going at the pace of 5 new followers per day. Can I target going at the pace of 20 new followers per day? And let's see, by the end of the year, if you're going at the pace of 20 new followers per day, you should have 7,200 per year at the end of the year, right? So I mean, even 20 is small, because if you're working hard, if you do all the things I had mentioned in episode 2, you should be able to grow at a faster pace. But hey, no pressure, because we're still going to talk about the balance. It's not all about the followers. Life does not end with the number of your followers, right? But you need to set a goal. Whatever goal you think will work for you, set something very realistic based on where you are. So if you're growing maybe 10 right now per day with minimal effort, tell yourself, okay, I'll put in so and so effort, I'll run so and so ads, I'll partner with so and so brand, and I will hope to grow at 25 per day. And measure that progress. So every day or every week, assess the results of the effort that you put in. A surefire way to measure the results that you're getting is with Instagram Insights. If you don't know what Insights is, you need to snap. If you're running a business account on Instagram, you would know what Insights are. But just in case you do not, click on the settings icon at the top right of your Instagram screen, and you'll see switch to business account. So if you are running your business with a personal account, you would not see Insights. Insights are basically analytics. It will tell you that this is the rate of growth that you're getting per time. And sometimes you can even track where that growth is coming from. So if you run an ad, you would see how much engagement that ad got you. even on your regular posts, you can see how many people saved your posts. And you know, that's a way to even know the kind of posts that are hot cake. Like, what do my customers like to see and stuff like that. So measure your growth. And Instagram has made that easy with the inside feature. If you do not know what this feature is, you need to first switch your account to a business account to be able to get it. So let's move to the other dimension, which is sales, the numbers. If you have followers from here to the end of the earth, if they are not giving you money for that thing that you want them to buy, I mean, what's the point, right? So how do I convert the followers that I have to paying customers? The simple way is be relevant to your target audience. In episode one of this podcast, I explained very clearly what target audience means. Your target audience are the people that need what you have. So it boils down to demographics mostly. What's their age range, their socioeconomic status, what can they afford, what are the things they like, what are their dislikes, what kind of language do they speak, so that you can relate with them on the level that they understand. Again, I'm not going to dwell on that. Listen to episode one to properly understand what target audience means. I suggest that you write it out. So, for example, again, for the shoe business, you could say my target audience are working class ladies, aged 22 to 45, has a good smartphone, earns nothing less than 200k per month, and can afford shoes within the range of 15,000 naira and above. Stuff like that, you know. Now, you understand your target audience and then give them value. Value here simply means, what is your target audience interested in seeing? Don't be boring. It kind of boils down to content marketing, and there are three E's that you must always remember. Your content on your page must be educative, it must be entertaining, and it must be engaging. Educating, meaning that, I mean, there's a lot of educative content you can give. Tips about how to use your product. If you sell shoes again, how to keep odor out of your shoes, how to clean your shoes, or how to even wear your shoes and, you know, give them a different look, maybe using brooches and stuff like that. Fun facts, you know, live videos, tutorials on how to do stuff. Educate them and be entertaining while you're at it. You could give them behind the scene, the production process of your stuff, memes, that's like jokes that are relevant again to what you do and your target audience. The third E, engaging. Like, we could sleep here, literally. Engaging is like the key to everything. Well, not everything, but to most of it. Because I'm sure you've heard all the buzz and the hassle about Instagram algorithm. So Instagram did this thing where, because of course they want to keep their platform alive, when you post, Instagram will try to determine, do people think your post is boring? If Instagram thinks your post is boring, Instagram is literally going to shut down your post. I don't mean that literally, but they are not going to show your post to people. Here's an example. I put up a post right this second, and if within the first, say, 5 to 30 minutes, in fact 30 minutes is long, I don't get engagement on that post, not so many people are liking it or commenting on it, then the chances that more people will see that post later in the day is very slim. However, if I put up a post now and there is already 10 comments or 100 comments, or there's already like 100 likes, 50 likes, pardon me with the numbers, I'm just grasping there, but you get what I mean. If within the first few seconds, the first few minutes of your post, people are swarming towards your post, Instagram will show your post to more people. So you will find, and I know this for real from experience, when you put up a post like, for example, what did you eat last night? Everybody wants to respond. I ate yam and egg. I ate bread and beans. I ate blah, blah, blah. Because that post was engaging. It was in a question format. Or you put up a post and it's a meme and you're asking people, what do you think about this? I saw this yesterday. Everybody's like, no, don't mind them. People are not serious. People play too much. But when you put up a post that is just a picture of your product, just a picture of your shoes, and you put hashtag no caption, you would have like maybe just two people comment and maybe say how much or is it still available, and that post is not going to thrive as much as the engaging post. If you are listening to this and you've already opened your page, I'm sure you'll be able to relate. Look at the trend of your post. Again, if you run a business account, you can actually just go to your insights and compare how well your posts do against one another. You would see that the posts that are engaging, the ones that require people to give you answers, that require people to say stuff, are the ones that do well. So what's the tip to having engaging posts? First of all, interact with your followers. Interact with them, ask them questions, and when they respond, always reply. So do not leave your comments unattended to. Every single comment, as little as leaving a heart or saying thank you when people respond to your post, it goes a long way because it makes your customers, your followers feel heard and they feel recognized, and then they want to engage with you more. The next thing you can do to convert your followers to paying customers is always have a call to action. Call to action, for short, CTA. A call to action is simply a verb that is prompting your followers to do something. So it doesn't always have to be buy, 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 right? So you could post now a salesy post where you're saying send us a DM, send is a verb, or give us a call. Call is also a verb, or give is also a verb. But even for the non-salesy posts, as simple as saying leave us a comment, or let us know your opinion in the comment section, or double tap, or tag your friend, or tag your lover, or tag somebody. Always have a call to action. Do not assume that your followers know what you want them to do at the end of each post. The third thing you can do to convert your followers to paying customers is giving awesome customer service. I mean, it can't be overflogged. Everybody loves to be attended to well. A simple way to give good customer service is be polite, be patient. And we're not talking about customer service in this episode, but I mean, customer service, if you don't know what to do, just be nice and be patient and respond on time, right? The next thing you can do, the third thing you can do, is put up user-generated content. What is user-generated content? It's simply content that is not generated by you, but by the customer. So what are examples? An unboxing video, for example. If your customer gets their product and it's well packaged, they could actually pull out their phones, do a video, post it on Instagram again, and probably tag you if you ask them to. They tag you, they're like, guys, see what I got. I got my pair of shoes, really nice. You know, so customers that are impressed with your service would always churn out user-generated content. Another example is reviews. So it could be like a screenshot of your chat with the customer where they are saying how pleased they are with what they've gotten, or even the customer doing a video to thank you and just saying thank you so much, I loved it, it was an awesome experience, and stuff like that. User generated content is like the most powerful thing because it builds trust. What better way is there to convert people that are just following you? What better way is there than to convince them than to actually show them that your customers love you, right? Think about it, it makes a lot of sense. So I'm following you for the first time, maybe because I saw your ad, and I'm about to decide. Remember our funnel? Do you remember the funnel from episode 2? I'm trying to decide, is this person trustworthy? Am I going to like what I get from this person? And then I see that other customers like me, when they wear my shoes, too, they were skeptical, but they did not regret their decision to buy. I will jump at it. I'll be like, wow, this person has really good reviews. People are saying awesome things, and I'll buy. So far, we've spoken about understanding the two elements there are to growing on Instagram and knowing how to grow each of those elements. So knowing how to increase your followers and knowing how to convert followers to paying customers. The third thing is balance. How do you balance the two? This one is very simple. Ask yourself, is it commensurate? Now, remember what we said about Instagram insights. It's a very powerful thing. You know, if you can even have those records of those insights, like we do my business now, for example, we do weekly reports. So we have like a graph that shows okay, at the point where you had 100 followers, you were selling 5 products per week. Now that you have 1,000 followers, is it commensurate? Has it grown? If at the point where you had 100 followers, you were selling 5, it only makes sense that at the point where you now have 100 followers, you are selling 50, or even if not 50, that number is growing. You can see the graph and it's growing. So remember what we said earlier about measuring. It is very key. If you do not measure, you might start focusing on things that are meaningless without even realizing it. So you now have 10,000 followers and you are still doing 5 sales in a day, or 5 sales in a month, or 5 sales in a week. Are you growing? Are you actually growing? So it has to flow. As your followers are increasing, the sales also has to increase, you know, in a commensurate manner. And if you can track that, you would be able to have a good balance. Beautiful thing about balance is that as your followers increase, because you are building a company, remember, you are not just building an Instagram page, you are building a company. The more you grow, the more structure you need to put in place. Financial structure, legal structure, HR structure to train your staff and all of that. So if you are actually growing the other sides of your business, it will be hard to focus on just Instagram. And that's kind of what this episode is all about. Having a holistic perspective to this thing. Don't wake up and die with Instagram, like, hey, we die here today. No, it's not just about Instagram. You have to have analytics, measure the things you are putting in and measure the results you are getting, and ask yourself, that is the growth commensurate to one another? All right, so we've been speaking for 26 minutes and I do not want to go above the 30-minute mark this episode. So I'm going to ask you guys, did you learn something? I hope you did. When you're sharing your reviews, I would really like to know, what do you want me to talk about on next episode? I think today we're talking about Instagram growth and all of that, because I had quite a number of people ask me about that. Going forward, we'll talk about deeper stuff like customer service and, you know, your staff. You are growing a new business. I'm sure you're thinking, okay, what will it be like having my first employee or my first 5 employees, stuff like that. So it's time to go deeper, guys. Thank you so much. Bye. Hey girls, thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned one or two things from today's episode. If you did, I need you to do 3 things for me. First of all, ensure that you start to implement right away so that you can start to see results. Second, do a screenshot of you listening to this show and put it up on your Instagram story. Tag The Girlpreneur Show and I'll surely repost. Third, remember to leave a ratings on iTunes so that this show can be suggested to more people and they can learn just like you have. Thank you. Bye.